It is time for another community spotlight here on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. Joining me, as she does every week, Dr. Lena Lee, our Medical Officer of Health from the Health Unit, the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Hello, Dr. Lee.
Hello, hello.
And joining us once again, Joyce McNeil, Senior Public Health Inspector. Thanks for being back, Joyce.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Well, we'll get right to it. November is Radon Action Month. Now, Dr. Lee, tell us a little bit about radon.
Yeah, so Radon Action Month is really the time that we encourage people to take action on testing their homes for radon if you haven't done it before. So radon is a naturally occurring gas. It is radioactive. That's what makes it harmful to health. It cannot be sensed by any human senses. So it's colorless, it's odorless, it's tasteless. You can't feel it. There's no way for you to know whether it's there other than the testing. It does come from uranium breaking down in the soil and rock and water. So it's is if it's something that's in and around your home, it can seep into the home and other buildings. And it is because of the geography of Canada, you do see it across Ontario, depending on the building, and certainly in our region as well. So radon released outdoors gets diluted by outdoor air, and so that's not a concern there. But indoors, it can leak through floors and holes and crack foundations and whatever gaps may be in the building between the ground or the soil and the building itself. And it can then concentrate or accumulate inside the building for the indoor air. And that's where the risk to health lies. And depending on what type of soil you have, what the ventilation is in the building, what floor of the building you're in, those will all affect the radon levels or radon concentrations in that part of that building.
So what are the health risks then of radon exposure?
Yeah, so the greatest risk, the risk of concern, is actually lung cancer. So long-term exposure to radon is actually the leading cause of lung cancer for people who don't smoke. For people who do smoke, of course, lung cancer is related to smoking as the highest risk. But the other important thing to know is that if you smoke, then radon exposure increases your risk particularly greatly if you smoke. And so people who smoke and have radon exposure, that's the greatest risk from radon. But also if you don't smoke, radon exposure is a substantial risk of lung cancer as well. Across Ontario, it is actually the second leading cause of lung cancer overall, just behind smoking. So that's important to know. About 850 people in Ontario die each year from lung cancer due to radon exposure. So that is a substantial number. And reducing exposure to radon in the long term, because it does take long-term exposure to get cancer from it. So reducing that long-term exposure decreases the risk of developing that lung cancer.
All right, Joyce, should people test their homes for radon? And if so, how do they do that?
Yes, some home contains some level of radon gas. However, the only way to know if radon is a problem in a building is to test for it. Health Canada recommends that homeowners do a long-term radon testing for a minimum of 3 months during the fall or winter months. Radon level in a home can fluctuate throughout the season, and the levels are usually high in the fall and winter when our homes are sealed more tightly. So this gives us a more accurate readout of average level of radon in our home. The radon test kit should be placed at the lowest level of the home or wherever the homeowner spend the bulk of their time, at least a minimum of 4 hours per day. Radon test kits are available online or at some hardware stores. However, in November, we will have a limited supply of radon test kits available for purchase at a cost of $27 on first-come-first serve basis from our health unit offices in Brockville and Smiths Falls. You can also purchase a radon test kit by contacting a local hardware store or visiting the website takeactiononradon.ca for more options.
All right, now, Joyce, if someone does test their home for radon and those levels are indeed high, how can they lower those levels?
So Health Canada recommends that action be taken to lower any radon level in a home that is above 200 becquerels cubic per meter. Effective medication options are available online. There is a great radon reduction guide from Health Canada that gives detail on all the options available to reduce radon in your home. In some cases, it might be a simple solution such as tightly sealing radon entry point, like sealing off open holes. But in other cases, it's m maybe more intensive, more involved process. And it's recommended that a radon medication professional that is certified by Canadian National Radon Proficiency Program be used to analyze how radon is getting into your home and to make the appropriate home modifications.
All right, Dr. Lee, if people are looking for more information, where can they go? I have a feeling I know where you're going to send them.
Yeah, we can all say it together. Healthunit.org. That's our exactly right. That's our website. So you can get more information just going through the health information section of our website. You can also email us at radon@healthunit.org, especially either if you have questions or if you're looking for one of those kits that Joyce was talking about. So radon@healthunit.org. The other really good website for this is takeactiononradon.ca. So that's takeactiononradon.ca. And that's an information page as well about radon. The Government of Canada website also has lots of really good resources. A lot of them are quite technical. So, depending on how much light reading you're looking for, but they do have lots of great information. And of course, any questions, let us know. We're happy to help.
Excellent. First, Joyce McNeil, thank you so much, Senior Public Health Inspector. We always appreciate your insight.
Thank you for having me on, Bob.
And Dr. Lena Lee, our Medical Officer of Health, a pleasure as always. We will speak with you again next week.
Yeah, see you soon.